Hi, Hafsa. Welcome to Beauty and Wellness Talk. Today, our show today will focus on the Young Women's and Wellness and Leadership Initiative. As you know, this program is a program that is very comprehensive that focuses on building young women's their wellness, their leadership, and also helping them understand the impact of colorism and how it's impacting communities of color, especially Black communities, African communities, and so and also building intentionally the self-esteem of young girls. So Hamza, I am so glad that you went through this program in a full cohort a year ago. And so, welcome to the show. Today, we would love to hear your experience. But before we start the show, can you introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me. My name is Hafsa Farah, and I am a rising junior at Edina High School. And I've been with this program for like about a year and a half now.
Yeah, thank you, Hafsa. So, I know you have been in the program for several times, but for so long, in different times. I mean, so can you talk about your experience when you were actually going through the training, the 18-week cohort based?
I first found this program through a friend of mine posting it on social media, and then I connected with the program manager, and then through that I was able to like join the program. And my experience with the program was very well. I was able to learn new things that I had never really thought about before, specifically within our community, within the East African community, within the like the Black community. And I was like able to figure out things like I never knew colorism existed, like, or I had never thought about it as that much. I didn't know the like the big impact skin lightening had on our communities. I didn't know about like I didn't really think too deeply about these things, but through the program I was able to like meet new people, think about different things, and like work on a project that interested me.
That's really great. So that's good that you went through all of that experience. I remember Hafsa you saying that going through the program, it was your first time hearing colorism, but also you knew what colorism is because of your lived experience, but you didn't know the word of it. So could you add that?
I through the program I was like able to like know the definition of colorism and like do a deep dive research on it. And through that I was like able to learn that colorism is when people are discriminated within their own communities and through other communities about like how like what shade their skin tone is. Like if they're darker, they would be criticized for that, and they would be like pushed towards using like skin lightening products to make themselves look lighter. And colorism really opened me up. Learning about colorism opened me up to like knowing the stigma of like how like darker skinned people are treated.
Thanks Hafsa for sharing your experience, and I'm sure you have some of these colorism lived experience in your life in and other places. And if you didn't have it directly, you have seen people of color in your school that had these kind of problems.
I have. Growing up, I went to an all-Somali school. So like it was very common to hear like colorist jokes, but it was said so often that like I got normalized to it, and I like it was like brushed off essentially because it was happening every single day. It was like a normal thing in our community.
Yeah, people normalized it. Could you share what were some of these things?
Comments. I remember like multiple instances where like kids, like we would watch a movie, the lights would be turned off, and then they would all turn to like one of the darker skinned kids in our room and be like, oh, where did so and so go? They disappeared. I can only see their eyes.
Wow.
Stuff like that, yeah.
And was this in Duxi or school setting?
School, middle school. It was like,
wow.
You heard that like at such a young age. Yeah.
Wow. And that is, you know, the one of the, you know, like the terms that you have learned in the program, if you remember, Hafsa, which is colorism happening, discrimination happening within groups. In this case, within the Soma.
Yeah.
So it's so as you can see, it's something that's very embedded in cultures.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it isn't just within like one community, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's within like all communities of color.
Yeah.
I would say have colorism.
Yeah, it's all of the communities of color. And you know, we work with all of these different communities that are experiencing colorism, not only in the United States, you know, but also globally. That I'm engaged. So it's a huge problem, and it's very sad that, you know, at very young age, you know, that you had to experience some of that. But also, it's good that you were able to participate in the Young Women's Wellness and Leadership Initiative to just put that, you know, like to just learn what that is, so you could think about your experience and how you can make difference. And Hafsa, you have been making a huge difference in other girls' lives. And so when my follow-up question is that how going through the program helped you build your self-confidence and your self-esteem?
I would say like learning and identifying like these things, like having a word or a definition to these experiences, like gives you a mindset of like what to do, like how to confront such situations. And like going through the program gave me the confidence to speak up about such issues and to like have like-minded people around me telling me, oh, that this is not okay, and that in such instances you should be able to call it out. And that just gave me like the confidence of like being able to talk about it more. And then for self-esteem wise, just like presenting in front of a group, being able to like talk in front of other people and like present my ideas, say what I think, gave me like the confidence to speak up more in like my daily life.
That's really great. Thank you, Hafsa. Thanks for sharing your experience. You also have contributed in, you know, mentoring and also working with the girls who joined the program after your cohort.
Mm-hmm.
So could you talk about your experience as an intern, what you have done, and how that has been helpful to you and to the girls as well?
Yeah, my experience as an intern has been like fulfilling to me, in that I get to like see like girls my age like learn about new things, like being able to watch like other girls who don't know the definition of colorism, they're getting to know about that, getting to see them like do such research on that, being able to like just like, it fulfills me in a different type of way of being able to like connect with these girls. And being able to like know that they're going through the same thing that I had went through with the program, it makes me like happier, I would say.
That's great. That's amazing. It's great to feel that way. So now, Hafsa, as you know, we want to share, you know, this with other girls who will potentially apply the program. What's your advice to these girls? Like, what guidance will you give them to apply the program?
I would say, like, take, like, a leap of faith, step out of your comfort zone, get to learn more, like, get to learn about your community, what you could, like, do to benefit your community, what careers you might potentially be interested in, that might help, that could help your like community, things that like you never knew about, but like you could open up the doors to those. And just like I would say, be willing to learn. When you come into this program, be willing to learn. Be willing to learn about yourself. Be willing to learn about your community, and be willing like to learn about the people around you. Is the advice I would give.
That's really great. Thank you, Hafsa. That's really amazing, and we hope to get more girls interested in the program, and more girls benefit the program, just like how you have benefited, but also staying and still working with Beautywell and staying in Beautywell, either you know doing internship with us, but also there's also opportunity for those who graduated from the program to participate in the Young Women's Wellness and Leadership Initiative Advisory Board, which you're also part of that, Hafsa. So,
yeah.
So thank you, Hafsa, for taking the time to talk to me today, but also sharing your lived experience of colorism and what you have learned in the program and how that impacted you. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.